Welcome back.
Bring on the weird. You're Elijah.
That's me, and you're Will.
That's me.
All right. What are we doing today, Will?
Oh, man. Something dark. We're going to try to get... Oh, it's going to get dark.
It's a bizarre one.
Yeah.
And it's fitting with Jeffrey Epstein just getting busted.
Oh, that's a big clue. That's a big clue right there.
I'm sure everybody already guessed it.
Because of the title of the episode?
Oh, yeah.
So, Pizzagate.
Pizzagate.
And that's where the pizza delivery person delivers the pizza to a gated community, right?
I think it's along those lines, except there's little kids involved.
Oh, they're the pizza getter.
Yeah.
The gated community. They come and get the pizza, right? There's nothing nefarious. Nothing conspiratorial
about
that.
Yeah, it has to do with pizza and little kids. And it was, I think he's a politician who kind of looks like a reptilian.
That guy.
I forget what his name is. What is his name? Podesta?
That's a funny name, isn't it?
It is. It sounds like a reptilian name. Have you seen that guy? He really does look like a reptile or some sort of frog.
I haven't actually seen his picture.
The skinny John Podesta.
Yeah.
His brother, Tony Podesta, he looks more like me. Big old chunky something.
John Podesta. What does the guy think he is?
I don't know. He thinks he's something special, that's for sure.
He was only in office for a year. 13 months. That seems about right. Well, that was office with Obama. He was the White House chief of staff with Clinton. That was 2 years. Not quite 2 years. Man, dude likes to bounce around. He was the chief of staff for Bill Clinton. He was White House deputy chief of staff for Clinton. That was 97, 98. Oh, he was the chief of staff for 97, 98, and 98 to 2001. He was White House staff secretary for Clinton from 93 to 95. This dude gets around.
Yeah, maybe in more ways than one. But this whole Pizzagate thing, it's around Comet Ping Pong, correct?
That's what I've been checking out.
They say there's some nefarious stuff going on there. It's a place in Washington, D.C. It's a pizza place. And, dude, the stuff I was reading about this, the pictures that are in there that they've painted over now, you got to look them up. I can't even explain them to you. They're bizarre. Like, it looks like adult people holding dismembered heads.
What?
It's really weird, I'm telling you.
They were painted on the walls?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was a mural. So, I mean, it could just be new age art, just being edgy.
The cage inside Comet Ping Pong.
Yeah, you're looking them up now, huh?
Yeah. What?
Yeah. I saw that one, too. And I'm wondering if that was actually a painting in Comet Ping Pong or if that was somebody's rendition of what they called the cage, which was, well, I don't know if they called it the cage. People called it the cage, but that was the room, the back room where all the games were.
Like the rec room.
Like the rec room. So people began calling that the cage. That photo you're referencing, it resembles the ones that are in Comet Ping Pong. But I kind of question whether or not it was like somebody else did it to resemble one. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. Their interpretation of something else.
Correct. But in the same style as the paintings in the pizza shop.
One picture I'm looking at shows an angle from one corner showing a couple of kids playing foosball, a couple of people on the ping pong tables, and then behind all that is that picture looks like a child being strangled. That's really messed up.
And then some of the adults have like tree branch antlers. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're seeing the same one. Yeah.
What?
But I mean, that's only the beginning of the weird stuff. Or not even the beginning. That's only part of what's weird about this case. You know?
Where do we begin?
I have no idea. I would almost say we begin with the WikiLeaks, because that's how people found out about it. So it says, throughout October and November of 2016, WikiLeaks had been publishing John Podesta's emails. Proponents of the theory read over the emails and alleged that Podesta's emails contained code words for pedophilia, and human trafficking. Proponents also claim that the ring was a meeting ground for satanic ritual abuse.
And a pizza place?
But, I mean, they really like the pizza, I guess.
That, I don't, that's gross.
I mean, the guy is in D.C. He's made, from what I read, he's made numerous donations to the, I guess, the DNC. Maybe not the DNC, the Democratic Party.
Okay.
So, I don't know, maybe they repay the favor by going and having a slice. That was not a euphemism for anything.
No. See, that's not, we're not going to do that.
No.
We're not blaming anybody. Oh.
Absolutely not. We don't know what the truth is.
No.
We're just saying what we see and letting everyone else decide. But you know, the weird thing is, this was never investigated. So there's a bunch of weird stuff, bunch of weird emails, and it was never investigated. As far as I know, maybe it was internally, it never got out, but from all I could find, it was never investigated.
See, that's concerning, too.
Yes.
So they just let people, I don't know. It's disgusting.
Well, I guess, I mean, we could talk about an email here that came from, let's see, from Catherine Tate, and it said, "You left something at the field house. I just came from checking the field house, and I owe it, who's it to? To Susan Sandler." Wait, I'm really messed up here.
Oh.
So it says, I just came from checking the field house, and I have a square cloth handkerchief, white with black, that was left on the kitchen island. Happy to send it via mail if you let me know where I should send it. I also meant to inquire yesterday about the pillows you purchased. Blah, blah, that doesn't mean anything.
Are you sure? So then,
well, maybe not. I don't know. What do you think pillows are?
I found a thing that said pillows equals drugs.
Oh, is that right?
That's something I found.
Yeah, actually, it's right here in my, because I was going to scroll down and read the what the codes are. So you're right.
But how in the world, where did the coding come from?
I believe the FBI.
The FBI?
Yeah, they found codes in the pedophilia rings, I guess, in pedophilia world.
They found ciphers to decode
yeah.
emails?
Well, you know, online posts looking for graphic images, you know. But so after that email, there was a reply. No, Susan Sandler sent, I guess, forwarded and said, also said, "Hi, John, the realtor found a handkerchief. I think it has a map that seems pizza related. Is it yours? They can send it if you want. I know you're busy, so feel free not to respond if it's not yours or don't want to." He responded, "It's mine, but not worth worrying about." Now, you remember I said the handkerchief was white with black?
Right.
So the code, you know what? I completely lost it. I completely lost the color code. But white, if I remember correctly, white was for virgin, and black was for, I think it was sadomasochism.
Lovely.
Yeah. There's so much weird stuff. It's hard to even go in order. Like, what is in order?
There is so much. There's so many things. So many directions this is going. I don't know. So they have the handkerchief, and they determine that those couple of emails, that correspondence, meant something nefarious.
Well, I don't know if that was the first one that they were like, you know, what's up with that? But I know that's one of them that is a little strange. There's I got another one here from Robin Blackburn to Chris Douglas. I don't know who these people are, but I guess Podesta's involved in these emails. Otherwise, they wouldn't be involved in his leak.
Sure.
But it says, the subject is headcount for pizza. And it said, "Does a pizza offer include those of us who can't make the meeting because we're out here editing? Because if so, count me in. This email is color-coded in black and white and will combust in 30 seconds. Chris Douglas wrote, "Headcount. Who all is in the Austin office today who is going to want pizza? We only have one slice, and we need to know how thinly to slice it. Simply send a single response, filed, color-coded, double-sided, and appropriately labeled." What? You only have one slice?
Yeah, does that mean...
You only have one, one child, perhaps? And then you know how many people are going to... Oof. This is disgusting to me. I mean, if any of it is true, it's absolutely disgusting.
Yeah, if you go down that avenue of, no.
Oh, my goodness. I just found, so, a handkerchief, black, indicates sadomasochism in some circles. So, the FBI literally has a code for a handkerchief. So, I mean, there's that. I just found another email I was wanting to make sure I told you about. This is very strange. You know, who's it from? It's from to vincent57@gmail.com. The subject is Farmer's L update and welcome, Matt. We're in. Thanks for the invite. And it's to John or Mary Podesta. I thought I saw John Podesta on here too, but it's to Mary Podesta and several other people. It says, with enormous gratitude to advanced man extraordinaire Haber, I'm popping up again to share our excitement about the reprise of our gang's visit to the farm in Lovettsville. And I thought I'd share a couple more notes. We plan to heat the pool so a swim is a possibility. Bonnie will be Uber service to transport Ruby, Emerson, and I guess Mav Luzzato. And then in parentheses it says 11, 9, and almost 7. So you'll have some further entertainment, and they will be in that pool for sure. And with the forecast showing prospects of some sun and a cooler temp of lower 60s, I suggest you bring sweaters of whatever, yada, yada, yada. Signed, Mrs. Farmer.
That doesn't sound like they're trying to hide much in that one.
Yeah. Does it honestly say Ruby, Emerson, and Mave, or Mav, 11, 9, and almost 7, so you'll have plenty of entertainment? It says that in this email.
That's...
I don't know. Speechless. I know, me too. I'm speechless. I don't even know how we're going to do an episode on this, because it's so hard to think that somebody, not just somebody, a bunch of people could be this disgusting and sick that they just, I mean, they treat children this way, allegedly.
Yeah, this is all alleged, but boy, some of the stuff that's popping up. What are you drinking? Because it's not strong enough.
I'm drinking Sour Monkey. It's plenty strong.
You think so?
Not Sour Monkey. Golden Monkey.
Oh.
I had a Sour Monkey prior.
I just have a Genesee. Good old Genesee. For this episode, should have got some whiskey.
Yeah, no doubt.
So what bothers me about the whole thing is all these politicians and people in those positions, how do they even have time to do something like this? Busy running the country, but then at the same time, they got all these... government has secret organizations, but this?
Dude, I don't know. I don't know what to even say about this. It's very bizarre.
What would they get out of this? What?
I mean, what do any of them get out of this, honestly? Chomos. I mean, what do any of them get out of it? If I had to guess, it's because they want to show power and dominance over someone else, and they turn in... to assholes. So they,
yes,
they dominate a little kid and get what they want, and that's it.
That's pedophiles generally. We're not actually saying any names that we said.
Oh, right.
We're exactly part of. We're actually doing that. So we go from those emails, John Podesta, Hillary Clinton. That was shortly before the presidential election, right?
Right. Yeah.
16.
When it was, I guess, when it first came out was in October and November of 2016.
That was election prime time.
Yeah. On October 30th, 2016, a Twitter account that posted white supremacist material and presented itself as run by a New York lawyer claimed that the New York City Police Department had discovered a pedophilia ring linked to members of the Democratic Party while searching through Anthony Weiner's emails. That was on October 30th, 2016.
You had to bring your wiener into it, didn't you?
I'm sorry. I always do.
Now, hold on.
Well, I mean, what else are they doing? You know? I did want to say, there's a bunch of code words in the pedophilia ring or whatever. And let me read them off to you real quick.
All right.
Hot dog.
I was looking for them. Uh-huh.
Yeah. A hot dog is a boy.
All right.
Pizza, a girl. Cheese, little girl. pasta, little boy, ice cream, male prostitute, walnut is a person of color, map goes back to the map on the handkerchief, is semen, sauce is orgy.
Whoa.
Which is weird. You kind of think they would be the other way around, right? Sauce and map.
Yeah. I guess.
Sauce, semen, map, orgy. I don't know.
So that's any more?
I don't have any more here.
So that's the cipher that they had to work with.
Right.
For the emails. I saw one that said pillow equals drugs, and I cannot find that.
I did see that when I was back when we were talking about the handkerchief.
Okay.
It's on there.
I'm not just going to simply search pedophilia code words. That's probably not going to be.
What I searched was FBI. What did I search? FBI pedophilia. They're going to come banging on my door any minute.
They're on their way.
Well, it would make for an interesting episode, right? If I get locked up. God. It'd probably be the best one we have. It'd probably be the last one we have, too. I do have another email here. It's to Mary and John Podesta. Says, I think you should give notice when changing strategies, which have been long in place. I immediately realized something was different by the shape of the box, and I contemplated who would be sending me something in a square-shaped box. And highlighted, it says, lo and behold, instead of pasta and wonderful sauces, it was a lovely, tempting assortment of cheeses. So, cheese is little girl. Sauce was orgy. And
I wish I didn't know.
I am waiting the return of my children and grandchildren from their birthday travel so that we can demolish them. And then down here it says, P.S. Do you think I'll do better playing dominoes on cheese than on pasta? What in the hell does that mean? Honestly, what in the hell does that mean?
Who talks about fine Italian cuisine like that?
And why are you playing dominoes on it? You know? So, cheese was little girl. Pasta was little boy.
So, everybody's involved.
I mean, honestly, I still don't know how to play dominoes. The only way I know how is to stack them up and then knock them over in like a cool pattern.
Yeah, exactly. That was a whole thing in the 90s.
Dominoes?
Yeah, they had tracks and all you had to do was flip the thing and it flips them up. Yeah, good time.
Like that game Mousetrap.
Yeah, kind of. But you don't remember the dominoes game where, I don't know if it was just called dominoes. I don't think it was called dominoes, but it looked like it was on the Hot Wheels racetrack and all the dominoes were clipped into it. And you just push one down, they all fall down, you know, how dominoes work. But then you could just take the whole track and flip it, and then flip them all back up.
What?
You don't remember that?
No, I never had that as a kid.
I think we had one set.
Hang on, I gotta call my mom. This is crazy. I never got that thing.
Damn it.
You remember the one, it was like a truck, and you stacked the dominoes in it, and you turned it on, and it would drive itself, and then slowly drop a domino every... Wow. Like, spaced out just perfectly for them to fall over.
Like regular old black dominoes?
I think they were colored dominoes. I think you had to buy them as a set.
That I don't remember. Maybe they came a little later with the same company. Were they just called dominoes? I don't remember.
They might have that color for the colorful domino set. I kind of like ping pong. Get the kids involved, you know?
I looked up some of their upcoming shows. We're not going.
You don't want to go?
Oh, no, sir.
No.
maybe we'll, no, we won't. I'll mention some of the names, but I'm not going to tell you when they're there.
Yeah, don't do that. I mean, there was already a guy who got upset with the place and went in and shot.
Oh, my goodness.
Did you read about him?
Uh-huh.
Oh, go ahead with your story.
I think that's a little bit down the line.
He was there to save the world.
He was going to be everybody's hero.
Yeah.
Do you know where this place is located?
I don't know the street.
It's in D.C., obviously.
Right.
Did we say that? Maybe we didn't say that.
I think we did.
But it's in a place that I don't think they have basements. I don't think any place has basements in that location. I could be wrong, though.
Well,
I'm not going to go find out.
James Elefante?
Yeah. That cool cat.
Well, So, in case you don't know, he's the owner of Comet Ping Pong. Or he was.
Is he still?
I don't know. He was at the time of this whole thing. I believe he still is. I could be wrong. But he said in an interview, I guess people were questioning like what he's got in a basement. He said, "Well, we don't have a basement." And then someone else dug up another interview that he had. I wish I could tell you the name. You guys can look this up online. I'm sure it's everywhere. And he said, "You know, we buy all of our ingredients. We buy tons of tomatoes. We slice them up, and then we store them in the basement."
He said all that in the same conversation?
No. This was a different interview. So one interview, he states they don't have a basement. Another interview, he says, yeah, we get all of our ingredients, we slice them up, we can them, and we put them in the basement. What basement? Do you have one or do you not have one?
Whoa, excuse me. So that's confusing.
Yeah.
So that leads you to not believe anything he says. But, I mean, it appears to be a well-established place in D.C., and where else are they going to store all of their supplies, right?
True.
I'm trying to... Well, I suppose they could have a basement. It's right down Connecticut Avenue, if you ever want to go.
I do not.
I think the zoo's not far from there, the D.C. Zoo, but I'm not sure. I've been to D.C. a couple of times.
I remember the last time we went, we were on our way back home. I'm on 95. I'm doing, I don't know, about 75.
95.
And boom, blowout in my 96 Camaro.
No.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Yep. I almost lost it. I said, what in the world? We were driving and I felt like a thump, 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 thump. I didn't know what it was. Next thing I know, blowout. I'm going sideways. I got it back on the side of the road somehow. But that was the last time we went.
So you were scarred from that, going to DC alone.
Yeah.
There's no need to go to Comet Ping Pong and see the Summer Cannibals play.
I wouldn't see him there. I probably wouldn't see him at all.
The Fillmore, maybe. No?
No, maybe. Maybe the Bob Carpenter Center is cheaper.
But you wouldn't take your kids to see the Summer Cannibals.
I would not, no.
I'm not joking. Their show is coming up. It's going to be at Comet Ping Pong soon. That's a band. Summer Cannibals.
Well, you know, it's kind of funny because it plays right into the fact that, from what it seems, John Podesta loves spirit cooking.
Oh, I heard about this.
It's absolute. I mean, I don't even know if I can talk about it, dude. It's so disgusting. And if anyone who listens to this is into it, I'm sorry, but it's...
Hey, man.
To eat your own.
Our opinions. To eat your own. That's gross.
That is not what I said. How dare you put words in my mouth, sir?
So, spirit cooking.
That's what I've seen, yeah. That he...
To garnish your meals with bodily fluids.
Or use them as ingredients.
Nope. I've heard of blood sausage, but yep, I'm not going to try that either.
I'm not trying blood sausage either.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Okay. That's some kind of a non-American
delicacy. Is it
delicacy.
Dominican? Is it Dominican?
Maybe.
Yeah, I'm not touching that.
Is it blood sausage or blood pudding? Something like that.
It's blood sausage, I know.
Still.
Look, I'll tell you what. No. I'm not putting blood, and I'm not putting a sausage in my mouth. I'm not doing either. Neither one of them. All right?
Sounds good. To eat their own. You're right.
Yeah, we can make that into a shirt.
To eat their own.
Yeah. That should be that band shirt with their name on it.
Oh, my God.
If you are that band and you're listening to this, you owe me credit for that.
I'm going to go follow him on Twitter right now.
Don't do it. Not with us. Do it with your personal one.
Oh, do you want to follow us on Twitter? That's at Bring On The Weird. That's why we're on Twitter. You can follow us on Twitter.
Please do. Please do.
All right. We've run down a tangent.
Yeah, we are way off base here.
I don't even know where I'm at. I had a list here. Okay, so we went from the emails and social media users. This is from NewYorkTimes.com, from an old article. Quote, social media users on a popular Reddit forum dedicated to Donald J. Trump and 4chan's far-right fringe message board searched the releases for evidence of wrongdoing. So that's where – so the WikiLeaks happened. Can I say Winky Leaks? I don't know. It's hard to say.
We know what you mean.
So they happened, and then these Trump supporters, they're the ones who started digging in. They searched the releases for evidence of wrongdoing, and we talked about the emails. John Podesta has a brother named Tony Podesta. You knew that. You said that.
I did.
It sounded like dinner plans, kind of. But who talks about pizza like that? But
who says we have one slice? You gotta see how thin we can slice it.
That doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't.
If you're going to use code, make it make sense.
We only have one pizza. Let's see how many slices we can get out of it. You only have one slice?
Cool. Are these people really that dumb?
They're running the country, dude.
Stop it. It's true. mean,
allegedly.
Allegedly, they're running the country.
Yeah, I mean, really, it's the reptilians.
And they're sitting in the big chairs at NASA.
Possible. But John Podesta is a reptilian, so.
I mean, dude.
Allegedly. He looks like it. He's not really.
Are you sure?
No, I'm not sure, but I don't want to get sued.
Oh. There's a picture of him from the Clinton years. It's on Wikipedia. Podesta in 93. Oof. That hairdo. Dude, just get rid of it, man. Don't.
Which one? Skinny Podesta or Fat Podesta?
Skinny Podesta.
Oh.
Johnny. Johnny P. In the Clinton years.
Johnny P.
I'm pretty sure not a single soul has ever called him that. That's still alive.
Oh, no. No way. If you call him that, you get killed. Because you're like, what does that mean, Johnny Pizza? No, man. P for Podesta. Oh, I thought you meant because I like cheese pizza. Allegedly.
Wait, so you mean you like...
Hot dogs.
That's what you mean. That's really the code. When you say cheese pizza, you actually like hot dogs.
No.
No.
Hot dogs, little boys, dude. My goodness, what are we doing here?
We are messing it up.
These people have no idea what Pizzagate's even about at this point.
I'm having trouble.
We talked about Domino's.
All right,
blood sausage. So what else you got?
You just want some regular old pizza? It's just dough and...
Can't put sauce on it.
I'm trying to get past it. Damn it. All right. So, theorists focused on the Washington Pizza Restaurant Comet Ping Pong. The WikiLeaks emails reveal that John Podesta corresponded with Comet's owner, James Olifantis, who had connections to Democratic operatives. So, that's how Comet Ping Pong got involved, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
So, what other connections does the pizza shop, Comet Ping Pong, have to these politicians and D.C. as a whole?
Olifantis made a ton of donations, and they've had, I think I heard they had, I don't want to say rallies, but dinner at this guy's place.
Okay.
Like, I don't want to call them elites because they're not doing anything right now, but, you know, the higher ups at Comet Ping Pong.
Oh, so they had dinner parties and whatnot there.
That's, yeah.
All right, I just looked up to see if he still runs the place. Don't know. That doesn't help. Oh, look at that. Jimmy Alice has his own Wikipedia. Who knew? It's a good place to start, I guess.
What do you say, Jimmy Alice?
Yeah. Johnny P, Jimmy Al.
If you see him on Instagram, he's Jimmy Comet. We'll get into his weird Instagram stuff.
I don't think he's on there anymore.
When you're done. Well, people have screenshotted his stuff, and I will read you the stuff after you're done with yours.
All right. So he's the one. So he's the restaurant owner. Is he still the restaurant owner?
Well, I know he was when this happened.
Current owner is still James Olifantis. So he's still running the place, but I read on the current Instagram for Comet Ping Pong. This is funny. How long are you going to be open now that Epstein's arrested? That was last week.
They'll be going down next. They're part of the swamp, right?
I guess I'm jumping ahead a bit. We don't even know who Epstein is. So say what you're going to say about Jimmy Allen.
Old Jimmy Comet. So there's several Instagram posts. Strange one. Here's one that looks like, I guess it looks like a giant meat freezer. Old Jimmy Comet says, oh yeah, this looks fun. Someone said, but it's huge. And a little ways down, Jimmy Comet hashtags murder.
What?
Yep. Yep. There's...
Do you not know how to speak English?
Me?
No.
Oh.
Jimmy out.
I don't know, man. There's...
You can't just straight up hashtag murder.
Hashtag murder.
That's
a murder room, dude. That's what old Jimmy Comet. He said it. This isn't alleged. That's what he said on Instagram. Here's another one. It shows, I guess, a dad holding a little boy with a necklace around. The dad has a necklace around his neck that also goes around the kid's neck.
Okay.
He's a little boy. Jimmy Comet says, hashtag chicken lovers. Now, I heard on another podcast, I didn't look this up, but chicken lovers is little boy lovers. That's another one of their weird codes.
Why is there so many codes for this?
Well, I mean, what are you going to say? Little boy lover? You got to have a code if you're in that weird mindset.
Well, you could take Jimmy Comet's name, and if you go to the French translation, if you kind of jumble it up a little bit, it means I like children.
Yeah. I just stumbled across that today.
James Olifantes. Man, I had that. Damn it.
And like,
it? Yeah.
It's like J.
Jamais les enfants. Here, I'll do the Google Translate for you. Hopefully you can hear it. You didn't hear it though, did you?
I did not hear it.
All right. Try it again. Let's see. Did you hear it?
Nope. Do it on your phone.
Dang. Too loud. All right. I'll do it on the phone. But you have to really, mess up the name. Mess up the letters and the how everything's spelled, but it's close.
It sounds similar.
Yeah, that's the problem. It sounds similar, and it wouldn't take much to scramble it up to do that. It's very quiet.
The silence is deafening.
I didn't even finish spelling it on Google Translate, and it's already like, so, you like children? Let's see. What was that too like? You hear it pretty good?
Yeah, I did. James Elephant. James Elephant.
Right?
I don't know. It's weird, man. So I got another post here, and it's got a little baby laying in a hammock, and he's got his like legs up, kind of like his butt in the air, sort of a little bit. And then Jimmy Comet says, why does daddy like butt? Hashtag butt mag. Hashtag I'll tell you when you're older. Yeah. There's another one. It shows a close-up of a baby's face. Old Jimmy Comet. Hashtags Hotard.
Hotard?
Hotard. Now, I don't. Hotard means the state of being both a hoe and a.
Oh.
Retard. Yeah.
It's a dark conversation.
So.
That's a portmanteau.
That's. No. I mean, he's saying that stuff on Instagram.
And he's running a pizza shop, and he entertains children.
Yeah, a family business. It's well, a supposed family business. A family-friendly pizza shop.
A little too family-friendly.
Oof, yikes.
Could be.
Allegedly.
This is all alleged.
We don't say one way or the other?
No. Nope.
We're strictly giving you the facts? Or some, I guess they're facts. We just find them online.
We're just saying what we're seeing. We don't make the arrests.
That's true.
All right. So, this New York Times article really kind of put some bullet points down that we probably should have, but thanks, NY Times. So, quote.
Fake news.
Is that what fake it is? So what we're doing is all fake? Is that what
you're I'm just saying, New York Times is fake news.
Could be.
Allegedly.
All right, quote. The false stories swept up neighboring businesses and bands that had played a comet. Theories about kill rooms, underground tunnels, Satanism, and even cannibalism emerged in fabricated stories and on social media. So, at this point, everything is going crazy. People are going nuts over this, and it's blowing up. Mm-hmm. Hashtag Pizzagate, it's gone crazy at the end of 2016.
Mm-hmm.
And so, of course, lots of fake news sites, wild conspiracy theory sites, and people are taking all this to the next level. And it's disturbing people on so many levels. So, are you ready to talk about the visitor, the hero?
Yeah, let's hear it.
All right. Well, on December 4th, a quote from the New York Times article. December 4th, Edgar M. Welch, a 28-year-old from North Carolina, so dude drove 200 miles. Is it 200 miles? It's probably not 200 miles. A couple hours, for sure.
I don't know. I'd have to look it up.
I don't know where he was coming from, North Carolina, but to continue the quote, arrived at Comet with a military-style rifle and a handgun. The police said he fired the rifle inside the pizzeria, hurting no one, and surrendered after finding no evidence to support claims of child slaves being held there.
So
Eddie went off the deep end, man.
So he went in there, fired around, and then they're like,
"Oh shit!"
And they were like, "Yeah, look around, look
There's
around.
Not actually a basement,
see if you find any evidence." So he, I mean, what's he doing? Is he's like pulling on books on the bookcase, hoping like one of the bookshelves is gonna open?
Did he wander into one of those secret bathrooms? He hit one of those panels?
I don't know. If he did, he would have found, I don't know, at least 10 kids, probably. Allegedly.
So, who is Edgar M. Welch? Who's Eddie Dubs? Where'd he come from? How'd he get it there? Why'd he get there?
Well, I'll tell you right now where I think he's from. He's probably from 4chan, and we just don't know it because it's all anonymous. He probably saw it on 4chan and said, you know what? Here we go. I'm going to save the world.
All right, I figured out why he's mad. The M, Edgar M. Welch.
Mm-hmm.
The M stands for Madison. His middle name is a girl's name.
That's it.
That's why he's mad.
Parents, do not name your boys girls, and do not name your girls boys. Just don't do it.
First name or middle name?
Madison.
Okay. Where'd he come from?
You said North Carolina, right?
Yeah, but why did he just showed up out of nowhere? I'm gonna be a hero. Let's go. And he got there. And he didn't find anything, and he's like, oh, man, I really messed up. He left his family and just tried to go be a hero for this thing he heard online. Prosecutors say he was self-investigating an online conspiracy theory dubbed Pizzagate that claimed the pizzeria was harboring a child sex trafficking ring.
Look, if I could give him advice, I know it's way too late, but go in there, find some evidence, and then brandish your weapon and say, I'm going to save these kids.
Yeah. My man comes in with a military rifle. Do a little recon, dude.
Yeah.
Just a little. Go in there and I don't even know what to say. Order something that's not freaking coded. What can you get? French fries?
I don't know.
That's not coded, right?
I don't think so. I didn't see a code for French fries. Man, that means fingers.
Oh, my God.
Ew.
yeah, it was 4.5 hours from home. So he went in to rescue the non-existent children 4.5 hours from home.
Allegedly non-existent. He didn't find them. They could have been in the murder basement.
The old murder basement.
You're just speechless.
Where we're stirring up, what the hell did you call it?
Sauce?
The bodily fluid thing.
Oh, spirit cooking.
Yeah, where we're brewing up some spirit cooking.
Have you seen, not to get you off the topic of Madison, but have you seen the artwork in Podesta's house?
What?
Why don't you go ahead and DuckDuckGo that, because we don't Google here, remember?
Should I Google DuckDuckGo first?
There's nothing they can do. They can't stop you. Once you go to DuckDuckGo, you're free, man.
Is that how it works?
I don't know if it's how it works or not, but
all right.
I tell myself that every time I DuckDuckGo something, and I feel like I can look up anything.
Privacy simplified. All right, so Johnny P's house.
Look up Podesta artwork. I don't remember if it was John or Tony.
Artwork, painting.
Disturbing.
The auto finish says, Podesta painting children red shoes.
Well, it's not just art. It's not just paintings.
What the hell?
Did you ever see how Dahmer would take a picture of his victims?
This looks kind of like an autopsy, this one picture. Maybe it's just an exam, but this is a three... One guy's on a table. It looks just like it's just a round dining room table or something.
And it's a little red figure, right?
No, this is three dudes.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah. I was thinking of a different one.
Why would they have this imagery in there? Do you want to run the country and be like, I got these paintings in my house about these three? What the fuck is this thing? That is a house?
Is it the gold statue?
There's a statue with some antlers. Kids, like a... Dude with white hair and antlers coming out of it. I don't even know if that's... All right, which one are you talking about?
The gold stat. So, did you ever see how Dahmer would pose his victims?
Actually, no.
He would take the head off, put them, like, on their knees, and sort of bend them backwards, like they were doing, like, a back bend, and have them arched up. I can't really explain it.
Okay, I found it. What? Why would you...
Exactly.
I found the picture with, it looks like Tony P and Heather in their home. At the entrance, hands The Arch of Hysteria by Louise Bourgeois. Behind them, an untitled photo by Michael Rovner.
When I found that statue. I found a comparison statue, or not a comparison statue. I found a picture of one of Dahmer's victims next to that statue, and they look almost identical.
Oh my God, I think I found it.
Is it a black and white?
No, it's a colored Polaroid.
Oh, Lord.
trophies. Okay, here's the caption. Quote, Jeffrey Dahmer loved to take Polaroids of his victims in strange poses after he had killed them. I suppose these were his trophies. In addition to the body parts he kept in the fridge, this person found himself to be quite the contortionist in death. Practical Homicide Investigation by Vernon... All right, we won't don't need the rest, but that is pretty much the exact pose.
So yeah, so he's like on his knees, but bent back, doing like a headstand with no head sort of thing, arched up.
What?
So, folks, this is in Podesta's house. It was.
Yeah.
It's not just, I mean, it's not like melting clocks on a hanging on a tree. You know,
those
like
are fun. Those are innocuous. They don't really look like anything. They're just fun melting clocks from one. Oh, shit. Who's the artist?
Dalai?
Yeah. I wanted to say Dalai Lama. That's wrong.
That's not right.
Dalai Lama? That's wrong.
No, I think he did the one of the farmer and his wife. No.
Dalai Lama is like the Buddhist type guy.
I know. I was making a
Salvador
joke.
Salvador
Dalai. I was making a joke, man. My God.
I was taking you so serious.
This is a serious subject. I don't know why we're making so many jokes.
People and rabbits. No. Can this? I'm done.
He has pictures of children in like with their hands tied behind their backs.
That's in his house?
It's in his house. You're telling me these Pizzagate emails mean nothing? There should be a damn investigation on this, for real. I don't know why there wasn't, but I'm not saying he did anything. I'm saying it's very suspicious.
I get freedom to do whatever on your own property, but there's so many things. These are in his house, these crazy statues, so...
Yeah, but there's no freedom on your own property when it involves children.
No. That's not what I'm saying. But, okay, fine. If you want to hang this stuff in your house and you want to display these things in your house, that's one thing. But why is it really going to lead you to do it in real life?
I mean, why would you have those if you weren't interested in it to begin with?
Yeah.
Like, you know why I don't have any soccer posters hanging up in my house? Because I don't care about soccer that much.
Right.
So, if you got little kids all over your house and weird Jeffrey Dahmer statues, chances are you're messed up. You're sick.
Okay, the sculpture is by Louise Bourgeois. But, no, not Bourgeois. Is it Bourgeois? Is that how you say that?
It sounds fancy as hell.
Oh, she's old.
Well, I assumed it was a guy, Louise Bourgeois.
That's what I thought, too. Maybe I'm saying it wrong.
Louise, if you're listening to this, I'm sorry.
Bourgeoisie? I don't know.
Bourgeoisie.
She's not going to be listening.
You don't think so?
No. She died 9 years ago.
Maybe she's right here with us.
Almost a day. If she's doing stuff like that, she could stay wherever she's at.
Yeah.
She's got some other, I don't know.
Daddy issues?
No. She just has her interesting art tastes. This big-ass spider thing outside of the Guggenheim Museum.
Look, I'll tell you right now, if I see a spider bigger than a dime, I'm running and I'm screaming, I'm out. You're telling me there's a spider statue? I almost passed out when I saw Stranger Things and I saw that big-ass spider thing.
What is this? In the late 1990s, Bourgeois began using the spider as a central image in her art, Maman, which stands more than 9 meters high.
Nope.
Nope.
All right, podcast over. I'm out.
It's a steel and marble sculpture from which an addition of 6 bronzes were subsequently cast. All right, that's fine for the article. This is what she had to say about it.
About what? The Podesta statue?
No, her spider statue. So she's an interesting character herself that has nothing to do with Pizzagate, but I just found this to be a little interesting. Just following the clues.
We can call this Pizzagate, etc.
The prevalence of the spider motif in her work has given rise to her nickname as Spider Woman. Okay, this is what Louise Bourgeois had to say about it. Quote, the spider is an ode to my mother. She was my best friend. Like a spider, my mother was a weaver. My family was in the business of tapestry restoration, and my mother was in charge of the workshop. Like spiders, my mother was very clever. Spiders are friendly presences that eat mosquitoes. We know that mosquitoes spread diseases and are therefore unwanted. The spiders are helpful and protective, just like my mother. That's not how I think of my mother, but that's cool. No,
I don't remember seeing her in Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse either. She might have been in there, but
eat
I missed
mosquitoes
it.
In the background.
Maybe.
All right. Well, that was a nice rabbit hole we went down to fun art.
Yeah.
So Pizzagate is in full tilt, baby. Eddie M is in jail. Not Eddie M. Eddie Dubs. He went to shoot up the place and realized there wasn't anything there. But the shooting did not put the theory to rest.
It didn't. There's still people talking about it. It got banned off of Reddit, and it moved to a site called Vote, V-O-A-T. It's almost identical to Reddit.
I think I've heard of that.
Yep. It's on there.
Interesting.
Yep.
I wonder if they moved it, brought it someplace else.
Yep. It got banned off of Reddit, which is kind of funny because isn't Reddit supposed to let you just do whatever you want? You can post whatever. So maybe not. Maybe
so that's a little bit of a, isn't that a blocking of freedom of speech?
Censorship. Yeah, I would say.
Yeah.
Why can't you talk about Pizzagate on Reddit?
Yeah, just let the trolls go to town. If it's fake, then they're just wasting their energies, right? If you have nothing to hide, Mr. Government Person, Mrs. Government Person, Government Person, if you have nothing to hide, then we'll let the trolls do what they're going to do. They're just going to put all their energies into this, and then they're going to get tired of it at some point. No need to censor them, right? Unless they're taking guns to freaking pizza shops and doing what they do. But that's a different level.
There was one guy, and I would almost guarantee you he came from 4chan. I don't know why. I just have a feeling he was a 4chan user, saw it, got up in arms, no pun intended, and went up there and tried to take care of business.
Wasn't he a preacher or something?
He tried to be. I'm going to try to be a JD American hero.
He was a victim. He played a victim in a movie. He has an IMDb page.
What? Are you looking up the same guy?
Yes. Edgar M. Welch. Yes. Edgar Madison Welch. I heard this on a different podcast that he played a victim in a movie. I thought he was some kind of preacher too. I really thought he was something like
was
that.
The
but
son
I
of a preacher man.
He was a preacher man with a gun.
Well, he went up there to save God's children, and he didn't find any.
God already took him home.
No, we don't think that happened.
Oh well, not then. Damn. All right, I knew there was something else. I was trying to get down to his life. No. Oh, he has a video, too. Did you know that? He has, like, a suicide video.
Before he went?
Yeah, as he was gone. He made this video thinking he was going to go in guns? Guns blazing, baby. We're going to go with the guns.
How long is that video? You should put the audio at the end of this episode.
It's 1 minute 13 seconds. Do you want to do that? We'll put the audio at the end?
Yeah, I think you should add the audio at the end. Let's hear what this superhero had to say.
All right. I'll keep that page up. Actually, I'll save that.
I mean, honestly, I don't know what else we can say about this. Do you?
Where are we at? Well, I was kind of following down that New York Times thing.
Oh, okay.
I know what I also wanted to say. The guy who was running Reddit at the time, I don't know his name, but after he censored Pizzagate, took him off, what he did was he went in, the trolls moved from Pizzagate. They're like, okay, well, the subreddit's gone. What are we going to do? Okay, move back to the Trump one, the Trump subreddit. Yeah. So what the guy running subreddit or running Reddit, what he did was he went into the database of users and all this stuff. So what they were doing on there, they went to the Trump subreddit. They were mentioning, you know, adding him, like, this guy's censoring us. This is not right. Blocking our freedom of speech. All this. F this guy, blah, 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 stuff about his wife. So what he did was he changed who they were mentioning to the moderators of the Trump subreddit. He went in deep into the guy who runs Reddit. He went deep into the database to change who these trolls were pointing at. They were pointing at him and saying stuff about him and his wife and stuff. So he went in and changed, filtered out his name, and put in the moderators of the Trump subreddit. Isn't that effed?
That is a huge, I mean, censorship, yeah. Invasion of privacy, cowardice.
Yeah. But later on, he's like, yeah, I probably shouldn't have done that.
No, you should not have done that, sir.
Steve Hoffman?
Dave Hoffman, the BMX rider?
Steve. Not Dave. Oh, Dave. I don't think he did it. But how do you spell his name? R.I.P.
Didn't Dave Hoffman, he killed himself, didn't he?
Man, I don't know.
I think he did. I think that it was CTE, they said.
Damn. Yeah, this is the guy, Steve Huffman. His username is Spez, S-P-E-Z, on Reddit. So they were at Spez, or however you do it on Reddit. And he's like, okay, I'll fix these trolls. I'll troll the trolls. Dude.
So he changed it. That way the moderators would get pissed off, and then they would be like, all right, you're banned, you're banned, you're banned.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what happened.
So he technically didn't ban them.
No.
But he made them get banned.
Right. So he took his powers and did what he did.
He's like the Mark Zuckerberg of subreddits, or of Reddit.
This dude's a wiener-looking dude, too. Steve Huffman.
You say a wiener?
Yeah. He's got... Just look up his picture on... I have it up on Wikipedia. You looking for your phone?
Yeah.
Steve Huffman. H-U-F-F-M-A-N. What you need to do is you need to cup the balls gently.
Stop making fun of me. Don't talk about me. Don't do it.
He's probably a good guy, right? I mean...
He looks like a slightly more attractive Michael Cera. Actually, I just saw a picture. He looks like a slightly less attractive Michael Cera.
He's some sort of mutated offspring of Michael Cera and Steve Buscemi.
Yeah. I was trying to think of an analogy for his teeth. I was going to go Michael Cera and Mr. Ed.
Oh, anyway. Yeah, he was a...
Well, now we're going to get banned from Reddit as well.
Oh, no. What are we going to do?
Actually do go on there sometimes and look at UFO stuff.
Well, now you're going to have to go to vote.
I'll go to vote.
All right. Where are we? Oh. The interesting thing that I saw for stuff in modern times now, all that stuff happened at the end of 16, beginning of 17, and I don't think it's quite over yet because, we never talked about Epstein.
Well, I don't know much about the Epstein thing. I mean, other than, you know, his island and all that, but I don't know if he ties into Pizzagate, so that I didn't look him up very much.
Okay. So I guess we'll have to revisit this subject that I don't want to revisit. But anyway. Well,
I know, this kid stuff, man, it disgusts me. I mean, honestly, they should all be wiped out. There should be some sort of implant in our brain. If you got that gene or whatever it is that makes you like that,
yeah,
end it. Wipe them out. You can leave that in. You can take it out. Whatever.
You know, it's funny you say that because I swear I listened to, I want to say it was a Stuff You Should Know podcast probably 2 years ago at this point, and maybe it wasn't Stuff You Should Know, Stuff to Blow Your Mind, something like that, but it was this guy who he went to the doctor. I'm probably going to get this so wrong. I might get the last part right, but he went to the doctor and said, man, you know, I'm got these crazy thoughts of kids, and I don't want these thoughts. Can you see if I have some sort of tumor in my brain or something? I don't want these thoughts. I don't know what to do. I don't like this idea. And they ended up finding a tumor. They took it out, and he said the thoughts stopped.
Really?
And they stopped for a long time. And sometime later in his life, he started feeling like that again. And I think he went back and said, all right, I think I'm getting these thoughts again. I think there's something else going on in my brain. They did a CAT scan. No, there's nothing in there. Because I'm pretty sure there's something in there. So time went by, and he went back again and said, you got to scan me. You got to get in there. And they looked in there again, and sure enough, there was another tumor. So however that works.
Give yourself a thing. What's the worst that can happen? I'm a tumor.
Does Peter Griffin like touching little boys?
I don't know. It might have been in a different part of his brain. He does have a milkshake that brings all the boys to the yard.
He also talks and listens and has conversations with his dog.
That's true.
I think he's damaged. Maybe he is a tumor.
Maybe he... Conspiracy!
So Comet Ping Pong, they're still active, obviously. They got live music and stuff. When I was checking out their Instagram, everything's innocuous. Check out these drinks. Look at the cool pizzas we put together. And I was clicking through and seeing how active they are, really. And they're fairly active, posting one or two things a month about. And I went back to several weeks ago, the beginning of the year and stuff. And it's been pretty consistent. They'll post something near the beginning of the month and something near the end of the month. But their last post was on June 29th. And it was an innocuous picture, just a picture of a fruity drink. And I suppose some people would consider that pizza tasty, but I don't know what kind of leaves those are. But that's the one where somebody commented, how long are you going to be open now that Epstein's arrested? And this was June 29th, which has been nearly an entire month. And usually, if you can go by what they've posted previously, usually they would have posted something else by now. So I'm wondering if they're just sort of, I guess you can't really read into that at all, because they're still active on Twitter. They just posted something 24 minutes ago on Twitter. So they're still really active on there. July 18th, they had a show. The Go-To-Beds, Birth Defects, and Holy Child.
I know. No.
It's going to be...
Birth Defects and Holy Child?
Yes. The first band, the opening band, is the Go-To-Beds.
Dude.
If you're going to be... You got all this stuff coming at you for all these things. Why would you entertain anything like that? I know these bands need places to go, but you don't have to bring them in. There's a little too on the nose, don't you think?
Yeah, like, why don't you bring in, like, Steve Martin and his band, play some bluegrass or something? Like,
don't entertain this stuff. The Summer Cannibals, the Go-To-Beds, Birth Defects, Holy Child, come on. Look, there's nothing. I don't know these bands. I've never heard these bands. Fine. I'm sure they're great bands. But those names aren't the greatest. And why would you go to a place that is associated with what they're associated with?
Maybe. And I don't know this for a fact. But maybe those bands are into that sort of stuff. I mean, why would you have that name, for one?
Yeah.
For two, why would you play at Comet Ping Pong, knowing what has happened fairly recently? Within this presidency.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I was wrong. The way the show went was doors open at 9. Holy Child was at 9:15, so Holy Child was the opener. 9:40, Sensual World went on stage.
Okay.
And then Birth Defects went on stage at 10:15. And then the Go-To-Beds went on stage at 11 p.m. If you don't want to be associated with that kind of stuff, why would you have bands play in your establishment?
I don't know if this subject is just in my head now, but they all seem related to that world.
It seems a little, yeah, you're right. Everything.
I mean, the Go-To-Beds, we all go to bed.
Yeah.
Could mean nothing. What was that second one you said?
Sensual World. Or Birth Defects.
Yeah. No, Central World. Come on, stop it with that. Like, at a place that could harbor chomos. Could.
Good. Do they just want this kind of attention? Like, who are they trying to cater to? Do politicians really go to these kinds of shows? Or they just rent the place out occasionally?
My guess would be they just rent it out occasionally.
To the old politicians.
Yeah, for them to have their parties.
Allegedly.
Well, there's nothing wrong with a pizza party.
There's nothing wrong with pizza parties. Okay, you got it. You're right.
Oh, I did hear, before we get to the end here, I wanted to make sure I said this. Cheese pizza.
Okay.
CP.
Right.
Child pornography.
These people suck at ciphers.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not saying that's true. I'm just saying it's cheese pizza, CP, you know what follows.
Yeah.
I mean, they found Craigslist posts that talk about cheese pizza, something about if you're in, send me this amount of money, and then I'll send you pictures or whatever.
What?
Yeah. Yep. I found it in my article.
People be loving pizza.
Look, I like pizza too, but like real pizza.
Yeah. Dough. The bread.
Don't say sauce.
I'm not going
to say cheese.
Sauce. How can you? There's... tomato smoothie.
Could be a tomato puree.
All right. A fine seasoned tomato puree spread across this dough. I don't know how to say cheese a different way.
Would it be fermented milk?
So you want cottage cheese?
No. I don't know.
I don't know. We, I'm going to go just start drinking heavily.
Yeah.
So I can sleep well.
Yeah, this was a strange episode. I don't know if we gave anybody any facts.
Oh, sure we did. We just went down the Instagram and Twitter stuff. There's some fine upcoming shows at One Comet Ping Pong. I'm not going.
No.
But, oh, they were featured in Food Network magazine, too.
Oh, my
Congratulations
God.
For them. Oh, did I read you, I don't know if I read it before we started recording or if I read it right as soon as we started. The one review from the guy on Comet Ping Pong? I'll read it again, and then we'll end it.
Yeah.
Quote from David Sox of New York Magazine. Got served at Comet Ping Pong, a hipster-heavy pizza parlor in the upper northwest with rough concrete walls, bathrooms hidden behind secret panels, and table tennis galore. Then crust pies from the wood-burning oven are as much of an attraction as the regularly scheduled live bands. If the bathrooms are behind secret panels?
Yeah. So is the basement. So is the murder room. So is the cage.
Allegedly.
So are the chains and whips and the spirit cooking kitchen.
Chains and whips.
I don't know if they use that, but I mean, I would assume they would have to chain them up. Huh?
Who sings that song? Rihanna?
Oh, yeah. Chains and whips excite me.
Oof. So she's been there.
That's not a fact. We don't know that for sure, but it is kind of ironic.
Yeah, a little bit.
So I guess in conclusion, what do you think about this? Do you think there's any truth to it, or do you think it's all a bunch of baloney?
There's a lot of fucking baloney going on, but I don't know. I can't say, man. We were pretty settled on the moon landing thing, but this, I don't know. What I don't get is, when do these people have time to do any of that? I know, I go to work, and I come home, there's dinner to be made, there's people to take places, there's tons of things happening, and then it's bedtime. What do politicians do?
Well, they're super rich, so some of that stuff can be handled by other people.
I guess. Are they that freaking bored that they have to do this stuff?
I wouldn't call it bored. I would call it, if it's true, I would call it demented, a mental illness.
Are they, I don't know. They're catering to the devil.
Yeah. I would say, I don't know if it's true, but I think all the strange code words, all the weird coincidences, it 100% deserves an investigation. And the fact that there hasn't been one, or it hasn't been publicly known, to me is outrageous.
But what grounds would they go in? Just hearsay? Just this? Sure, it's in the emails, but, and I guess the FBI decoded it, but is the FBI just going to show up at the pizza place and just start kicking all the doors and walls down? And what grounds would they have for that?
Honestly, I don't know, and I assume that's why they haven't done an investigation, but I don't know. It's a disgusting episode, and I'm glad it's over.
Yeah. So, I guess, you know, we didn't refer to each other too much. You're Elijah.
That's me. You're Will.
That's me. And if anybody has any thoughts on it, you could find us on all the social medias. Pretty much Bring On The Weird on everything. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
We locked that name down quick. As soon as we decided on the name, we locked it down.
Now somebody's going to steal it on Reddit. Somebody's going to steal it on Vote. Oh, shit.
Nope.
I'm going to go get it.
I'm going to sign up right now. All right, well.
Oh, the best place to hear the podcast on anchor.fm/bringontheweird is where you can hear the podcast. But we always share the links on everything.
That's right.
And I think, thanks to Anchor, we are on all kinds of stuff now.
Yeah, we just got a set up on Google Podcast today, I think.
Is that where we're at? Sweet.
We're on Google yet. Now we're just waiting for it to go to iTunes, which I suspect would happen sometime tomorrow. I think it just takes a few days.
Stitcher's got to be coming too. But anyway.
Yeah.
That's the show, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to try to do these on Mondays.
Yes.
But, of course, we have lives to live, too. So if it doesn't happen on Monday, then go complain to us on Twitter.
But do it nicely.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
All right. All right. We'll talk to you guys later.
All right. Have a good one. Stay weird.